Good afternoon. The regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunang Sunamung. These are the top stories. Many children in the southwest region are helping their parents with the sale of snails, popularly known as Congo meat, during this holiday period. Meanwhile, street children in the north region are having a hard time surviving through life struggles, which has made many to become delinquent and nuisance to their neighborhoods. And the sharing of meals continues in Muslim families in the far north region as they enter day two of the Feast of Tabaski. These and more will be yours in a moment. Some children in the southwest region will be helping their parents with the sale of snails, also known as Congo meat, during this holidays period. A southwest regional correspondent Enanga Menyoli took interest in the activity, which is a major source of income for many families in that part of the country. Her report.
The eating of snails, otherwise known as Congo meat, has been a culture of people in some parts of the southwest region time immemorial. As the years go by, many more people have adopted snail meat as a source of protein. Fried snails on skewers have over the years been a delicacy to many who say the taste and the silicone sensation of chili pepper plus the baked nature of the snails on bruschettes give the meal its unique taste.
I love eating Congo meat accompanied with bread, or eat it just like that with a lot of pepper.
That made in the form of soya. That's just the way I like it.
One can easily get a bite at bus stations, which usually serve as a major sales point, bars and other drinking spots.
It's one of those nutritional food which it's readily available. Anytime you want it, you can always get it.
It remains a source of livelihood for some who are fully engaged in the business.
My name is Delphine Ezembe. The business is really helping myself and my family. I'm renting, I'm taking care of my child, then my mother and my junior ones.
However, the dry season constitutes a major challenge for these snail peddlers who say it sometimes puts them out of business.
During dry season, there's no snails because they used to seal their mouth. So it's only rainy season that is really coming out much. During dry season, 15 liters bucket is 35,000. During rainy season, is around 16,000 per bucket. During dry season, the profit is not much. I can buy for 35,000 and my gain is 5,000, removing my expenditure for a month, less than 20, 30. During rainy season, before a month, I can give up to 100.
Snails are not only consumed on skewers, they are equally a delicacy in soups and vegetables. Enanga Menyoli for the regional news in Boya.
The dust is yet to settle on the celebrations of the African child. Street children are faced with a lot of difficulties in the North region, including lack of shelter, nutrition, and employment. This, according to them, is the reason why many become thieves and recalcitrant, as we hear in this report by Mercy Ashu Nyabeyu of CRTV North.
It is past midday in the Kangshinwa neighborhood of Garo as we approach one of the major hideouts of delinquents harassing the population day and night.
No, you see the boy the Kangshinwa.
We are the youngsters in the Kangshinwa neighborhood. We smoke, we take drugs because we don't have jobs. We need to feed ourselves and our families. I am 27 years old and I did my schooling at the Government Technical High School in Jambutu.
Said technique de Garo Jambutu.
Conducting a snappy interview with the delinquents who are aged 15 to 30 years is quite a risky venture. It demands a lot of courage and tact as they lament and justify their reasons for choosing this lifestyle. We don't have jobs. Eating is a real problem for us. The look in their eyes, coupled with the stench of drugs emanating from their breath and speech, is telling of how deep they've been sold out to peer pressure. At the Kilometre Seng roundabout in Garwa, we spot another delinquent who admits in Fufu Day he's a runaway from Goundary, where he has family and survives by sleeping in the open air and leftovers from nearby restaurants. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garua.
And from the banks of River Benue in Garua to the foot of Mount Fako in Boya, where the perception about albinos has greatly changed over the years, with this group of persons breaking barriers in all spheres, given the continuous awareness. In this report, Humbo Suzi Monjowa looks at how people with this condition face their daily challenges.
Albinos in the southwest region have often faced social and cultural challenges that greatly affect them.
It's not everybody who want to come close to you, to associate with you, because they think that you are different.
When you got closer to a black girl, people will be wondering why the girl should accept you. Even for the girls who were attracted and they were getting closer to you, the people also reacted in such a way that would make these girls feel frustrated and they will eventually abandon.
Some people told me, this man has bewitched you, charmed you, but I knew that it was love.
However, this has changed thanks to continuous efforts to promote inclusion in this group of people.
Despite all the challenges, we have been finding it easy because of the awareness that we have had in recent times. People are coming to the realization of the fact that we are all the same beings.
A lot has been done by our country to the point where we compete with all other persons. And I think that if you have not been able to make it as an albino, then somewhere you should ask yourself a number of questions. Have you done the best that you are expected to do? Have you proven to the people that you can deliver? And when you do that, it gets to a point, people run behind you.
With the health challenges related to albinism, many of them have also learned to manage their condition through lifestyle adjustments.
It's all care, because I see many young albino children who are not given the proper care. The parents are not there. The child moves under the sun, runs up and down. That child will normally not grow and build the way some of us are. Even the skin will be very rough. And then when you do strenuous jobs, when the skin is too overheated, it could cause nodules and destroy your skin. It's advisable that we shouldn't eat much pepper. Crayfish also.
As the region joins in the observance of World Albinism Awareness Day, stakeholders continue to work towards ensuring the inclusion of persons with albinism in all sectors of life. Humbo Suzi Monjowa for the Regional News in Boya.
You're listening to Soft News from the regions. Onto these human interest stories, a fatal road accident at the Mbalmayosang Milima stretch of road has claimed the lives of the deputy divisional officer of Nkolmetet in the center region and her spouse. The irreparable occurred yesterday after they were knocked down by a truck who lost control over his brake system. Details with Maimuna Njoya of CRTV Center.
The accident occurred exactly at Ekombitie Sunday while a truck was transporting wood planks along the Mbalmayosang Milima stretch of road. Elements of the gendarmerie of Mbalmayo in the Nyong and So division of the Central Region, who tried to come to their rescue, discovered the deputy divisional officer Judith Ngombaleba and her spouse Alain Michel Bakuyak covered by the planks and dead on the spot. Information at hand indicate that the truck driver lost control of his speed brakes while the deceased were on a motorbike. Nothing more has been said for now, and the two corpses were quickly conveyed to the Mbalmayo Hospital mortuary awaiting burial. Given the increasing number of passengers plying the road during this holiday period, agents of the Ministry of Transport are calling on acute vigilance on the part of drivers. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
Meanwhile, two persons were murdered in Bideng locality of the Adamawa region. Their lifeless bodies were discovered early this morning due to the incessant cries of the baby of one of the victims. The populations of the area were encouraged by the divisional officer for VINAR, Valerie Kwela Nobe, who was on the site, to collaborate with administrative and law enforcement officials to help track down the two unknown killers and guarantee their safety. Emos Enonyaket Agbo tells us more in this report.
The neighbors of the two brutally killed sisters were elated following the cries of the baby of one of the victims. After forcing the door open, they discovered the lifeless body of the two victims, aged about 24 and 14, lying lifelessly in a pool of their own blood. Indications proved that they were mercilessly slaughtered by an unknown individual late into the night, who succeeded to disappear after shutting the door. Informed about the situation, the senior divisional officer for the Vina, Valerie Quella-Nobert, visited the crime site, from where he called on the population to be vigilant and collaborate with the forces of law and order.
We ask that all suspected should be arrested, and then gradually we can have the author of this criminal act.
Still, same Sunday evening, a fire disaster reduced a family house to ashes in the Balaji 2 neighborhood.
With the contribution of the population, we stopped the fire. I want to seize this opportunity to congratulate the population of that area, because they act in solidarity. They should always collaborate, because we cannot do anything without the collaboration of the population.
The senior divisional officer for the Vina says investigations have been opened to ascertain the causes of the fire incident. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Ngaoundary.
Away from sad news, in Marwa, capital of the Far North region, Muslims continue to visit families and leisure corners as they enter day two of the celebrations of the Feast of Tabaski, with the slaughtering of rams and cows for onward sharing with families, friends, and the needy. Our Far North regional correspondent, Sylvester Temken, visited some homes and now reports.
Relaxation sites in Marwa are ideal places for some Muslim faithful as they continue the celebration of the Feast of Tabaski at one of the leisure arenas in Pitwari. The celebration is at its peak as youth especially enjoy themselves around, while others are busy taking snapshots in some open restaurants. Others gather in small groups as they chat with all rigor, while sipping a cup of local tea, popularly known as chai, and children in their corners play with motorcycles and bicycles.
Ça se passe comme prévu, chaque fête.
I see these as the best way for celebrating. Our father gave us many to come and rent bikes here and enjoy like others.
Meanwhile, the story is different in homes, as people continue to visit their loved ones.
I cook yam and vegetables, then fry some plantain and Irish potatoes. There are visitors that come.
Since you are vraiment... The joy of this day is hard to explain. We have been receiving our friends from here and there.
We try, despite the fact that things are expensive. Doors are open for all. We cook chicken, fried rice, donuts, natural juice, with the little means we had.
Christians are also among those feasting with their Muslim brothers and sisters on invitation.
I came to my sister's house to spend some time with her to ameliorate our relationship. We cook together. Everyone is free to go and come as they want.
The act of sharing reflected in the feast, as instructed by imams, is a clear indication that the faithful heed it to the core, as they have also been enjoined to enjoy moderately as the clock ticks for back to work and other activities. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
We continue our tour to the regions, highlighting this time around in the economic capital of the country, where inhabitants of Douala have been complaining about the increase in the prices of certain basic commodities, which greatly impact them in one way or the other, a situation they plead with government to remedy as time unfolds for the well-being of their families. Madonkwele Bezatie tells us more in this report.
We are at the Daido market, where most onion sellers and traders of basic food commodities have tabled a number of complaints regarding the current state of affairs. The inflation of prices of certain foodstuff has been a thorn in their flesh, like Romelin Yumbi, a butcher at the market.
The prices increased. Half kilo of meat without bone was 1,500 and a kilo 3,000 francs. Now, meat without bone is 3,300 francs for a kilo. Prices will likely increase as time unfolds. We might even sell a kilo for 4,000.
Ibrahim, a tomato seller, says there hasn't been a great change so far. Same with Ojong Nadine, involved in the sale of Ero and water leaf.
We'll be selling Ero for 200 and 150, and then for water leaf from 250 to 300. There's no more customer to buy in, so it makes that the market is too difficult. The second Ero is 100, and then the other big one is 150, whereas water leaf is 200 and then 150.
Same situation has also been affecting some housewives, like Seraphine Asiga, who finds it hard to feed the family, hoping government will look for ways to improve the living conditions of the population.
It is not moving at all. Things are very, very expensive. If the government could really put a hand, reduce prices.
Both traders and housewives hope for a better tomorrow in order to overcome the current difficulties, hence make ends meet. Madonkwele Bizat here for the regional news in Douala.
That report puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard many children in the southwest region are helping their parents with the sale of snails, popularly known as Congo meat, during these holidays. Meanwhile, street children in the north region are having a hard time surviving through life struggles, which has made many to become delinquent and nuisance to their neighborhoods. And the sharing of meals continue in Muslim families in the far north region as they enter day two of the Feast of Tabaski. The regional news was brought to you by Vanessa Wunang Sinamung.